Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Real Rap Radio's podcast. And I'm your host, Andre Boone. And today we have breaking news. Suspect Robert Carr, the main shooter who has killed 18 people in Maine, is now found dead. There will be a press conference from Maine State Police and their local and federal authorities.
He is dead. I called President Biden to inform him about this news. I've informed Senator King, Representative Pingree, and Representative Golden. Commissioner Sasha will describe the circumstances of that discovery in some detail in a few moments. But this discovery is entirely thanks to the hundreds of local, county, state, and federal law enforcement members from all over, and people from other states as well. People who searched tirelessly to arrive at this moment. And on behalf of all Maine people, I want to express my profound gratitude for their unwavering bravery and determination and fortitude, and for the leadership of Lewiston Police Chief. That guy. Lewis, Police Chief St. Pierre. Like many people, I'm breathing a sigh of relief tonight, knowing that Robert Card is no longer a threat to anyone. I know there are some people, or many people, who share that sentiment, but I also know that his death may not bring solace to many. But now is the time to heal. And with this search concluded, I know that law enforcement continues to fully investigate all the facts so we can bring what closure we can to the victims and their families. And I ask that all Maine people continue to keep those families and all of the people impacted by this tragedy in their thoughts and prayers. Lewiston is a special place. This isn't us. Lewiston is a great place. It's a close-knit community of fine people, people with a long history, a history of hard work, of persistence, of faith, opening its big heart to people everywhere. And tonight, the city of Lewiston and the state of Maine begin to move forward on what will be a long and difficult road to healing, but we will heal together. Thank you. And again, my deepest gratitude, of all the people in the state of Maine, to these wonderful members of law enforcement who came from all over to help us solve this crime and put closure on this investigation. Robert Card is dead. Now I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Sasha.
Thank you very much, Governor. We truly do appreciate all of your support. It'll be important that the next person that speaks this evening is Lewiston's chief law enforcement champion, and that is Dave St. Pierre. Dave.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Governor, for allowing me this opportunity. Bear with me, please. I certainly did not have much time to prepare a speech here. I want to say to everybody, thank you so much. Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief, as the governor stated, and I can't echo that enough. Our work, again, is not done here. I was very elated tonight when I got the call from Commissioner Sawchuk advising me of the revelation of what took place and that Mr. Card is deceased and no longer a threat to our community or any other community. I just don't want to forget the families that are grieving and will continue to grieve. I don't want to forget the law enforcement officials that have worked tirelessly throughout this whole event to come to a good conclusion. Our men and women of the Lewiston Police Department, of all of our surrounding agencies, we have with us Chief McGee here from Lisbon, where Mr. Card was found. This is vitally important to all of us that this conclusion came to light tonight. We're gonna grieve for the families that lost loved ones here. We're gonna continue to work. We're gonna persevere, and we become better people for it. In terms of working together as teams, we've learned a lot from some mistakes. We've won a lot of accomplishments this evening. Again, I wasn't really prepared for this on a Friday night at 10:30, but I'm very happy to be here and very happy to say the threat is over. Thank you. Sure. So our officers are being notified now as we speak. Some know, obviously, sooner than others. There are many that are still home. They're home with their families. And I'm quite certain at this point in time, we all know about this. This is something that all of our law enforcement personnel, ours and any surrounding community, has been paying very close attention to in awaiting positive news or good news. And this is by far the best news we've had in quite some time.
Was there any belief at this time that the suspect was dead before finding him, or did this come as a brand new revelation that you never saw coming before?
So our reality here is that this search has been extensive. It's been thorough. It's been nonstop since the minute we started speaking with you, and long before that. So all of these options are on the table as we do. We continue to search locations, in some cases multiple times. And we will have more information about exactly how this went down. We're going to have another briefing tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And I would please encourage you to think about next steps from your end, information that you would find important. I will say that this is not going to be a long Q&A this evening. We wanted to make sure that we got this information out as fast as possible and as responsible as possible. And what I mean by that is that the time between the notification of the press release and now, there wasn't a lot of details there. There wasn't a lot of details there because we wanted to talk to the victims' families. We wanted to say, this is coming. It's important that they heard that information as close to first as anybody else. And you know who else we called? Was the family of the suspect. And they lost a loved one in this scenario. And there were many of that family that was very cooperative with us throughout. So they deserve that phone call. So we had those conversations tonight before joining you here. We also got a chance to spend some time with the brothers and sisters of law enforcement and our public safety partners that have been so incredibly helpful over the last few days, to say the least. So, one second. So, right here, sir. So at 7:45 this evening is when Mr. Carr was located. I won't give you an exact address. It was near the river along Androscoggin in Lisbon Falls was the actual location. Ma'am, did you have a question? That all remains to be seen, right? So our reality is that we found that body at 7:45 and it's 10:25 now. So there continues to be a lot of work that needs to be done here at the scene with the medical examiner's office. So there's a much, much more follow-up to what happened. But sir, did you have a question? I won't be able to answer either one of those questions at this point, accomplices and things of that nature. We've had no indication of that since the very beginning. But as we've talked about before, these next steps are going to be, gives us an opportunity to do things as fast as we can in the sense that we want to provide closure and information, but also slow things down a little bit because we need to look at video evidence. We need to look at the various pieces of technology that are in play here in hopes that that gives us some additional information around some of the things that you're going to be concerned about. Yes, ma'am.
And found anything, and
you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. That remains to be seen. Again, we have attorney generals that we need to work with and other individuals that are in play here. I'm going to take a couple more questions again with the mindset that it's 10 o'clock tonight, and we do want to come back tomorrow morning to have this going. Right here. Yeah, sure. So I think that that was an ongoing conversation since the minute we actually put that in place. We knew that that was an important decision. Certainly from our perspective, it made complete sense to put that order in place immediately based on the violent nature and the traumatic nature of these crimes. And as things progress over the next few days, since Wednesday, we've had a lot of conversations with various town and city leadership, with the governor's office, with Chief St. Pierre, with business owners, with residents, and we have to have that balancing act of pluses and minuses. And we had that initial surge with those communities, and those made perfect sense for an order. And as things tended to slow down, we didn't have any immediate threats. We made the decision to back off that. I would also just want to mention this because a fellow commissioner had asked me to do this, and I could walk out of here forgetting it, but Commissioner Camuso said that and passed along that actually that hunting restriction has been lifted as well. So the resident hunting opportunity for tomorrow is open across the state of Maine to include those four communities with a lot of phone calls that she would receive around that. But right here, ma'am. Yes, I can confirm that. It's an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Did you have a question, ma'am? I didn't state that we had searched that area before, so okay. As we have stated in the past, we try to use information that we can confirm one way or the other. So your reporting can say something one way or the other, and that's fine. We can talk about that again tomorrow morning, but I think we're done taking questions for this evening. Thank you very much for your patience, and we will see you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go.
Folks, you just heard Governor Janet Mills, the...
And as you just heard it, and credit to Scripps News, that the suspect in the main mass shooting at a bowling alley in Lewiston, Maine, Robert Card, is dead, deceased, no longer a threat to that community. And I want to give another credit and shout out to Scripps News for bringing that footage available. And this goes back to saying from the last episode, what are we going to do about the gun violence that is taking place in the United States of America? The question is that, and the answer, we don't have a clue to it at the point. But now the residents of Maine can sleep easy knowing that that maniac, that confused, disturbed individual, Robert Card, is dead. And he is no longer a threat to that community. Now, it is up to the United States of America's government to put strict laws on assault rifles and military rifles and guns and armor that is fit for war. The background checks have to be more secure and more thorough. This was a devastating affair that happened. And the people of Maine now can rest, but the families of the victims who were murdered still have to have closure. to this situation, because a lot of her are hurting. There was a 14-year-old boy that was one of those victims, and his father were killed in that mass shooting. And we don't just want to do this for content, but we want to bring the correct information to the masses so that you all can understand. We have to really, really, really think about this as a nation, as a country. So when you go to those voting polls, you have to put the right people in place to do the job. There's no time for second guessing. This is a serious affair with gun violence. And when these type of guns get into the hands of the wrong people, the results are devastating, as we all know from the past with the shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Colorado, and Orlando, and other places. The synagogues, the all of these other places that have been victimized by gun violence and mass shootings. So Robert Card is now no longer a threat to the Maine community, to the Lewiston, Maine community, and all of the surrounding communities that surround Maine. From my understanding, he was a disturbed individual who suffered from mental illness. And he also served in the United States Armed Forces. So now the United States Armed Forces had to do more thorough investigation and mental checks of those who they welcome into their places of business or institutions or fraternities, or they just have to be more and more conscious, and they have to do a much more, you know, thorough check on those who are, you know, they're letting into their system. Because when you have people that have these type of, you know, problems with them, they have to act. And they have to act swiftly. Because now a person who has military training and, you know, training of using, you know, rifles that are made, guns that are made for war and the likes, and they have, you know, mental problems, they can really, really hurt people. They can hurt themselves. They can be a threat to themselves, and they can be a threat to those in society. So we have to really, really, really contemplate and think about the situation. And my condolences here at Real Rap Radio's podcast goes out to the people of Maine, and hope that they can get through this with patience and perseverance. So I will end this segment of the podcast, and I'd like to thank those at Scripps News for the breaking news that they have covered on this situation, and they've been on it. They've been on it 24 hours, and we want to thank all the supporters and the listeners for tuning in to the podcast. And we ask that you like, share, and subscribe, and follow us on Spotify and all other listening platforms, as well as Pandora and iHeart and Google and Apple and the likes. And with that, we're signing off. So take care, and take care of others. Curtains.